agrees.
Check it out.
The McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love.
Can we be friends?
K93.5's Pippa and Jimmy.
Good morning, everybody. Happy R&B Friday.
Oh, the end of the week.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Thank goodness.
Happy to be here.
What a week we've had, mate.
Oh, it's been a week that I don't think we'll forget very quickly.
No, certainly not. My goodness.
So it's been absolutely huge. And I've got the rap challenge again this morning.
You do? Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know what you're rapping about. Have you chosen it or am I choosing your topic today?
Oh, this is going to make it even harder on me if you haven't chosen yet.
Okay, I can brainstorm something.
Okay,
that's fine.
Brainstorm something.
All right.
I'm going to have to write something while doing a radio
you do.
Show.
That's on after 8:30, so you've got time.
Yeah,
you can
I've
brainstorm
got time.
A topic in the break.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll give you something.
I want to talk about something a little serious for 6 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Got home yesterday, had something in the mail.
Oh.
A very important letter from the Australian government.
Was it?
Asking me to vote.
Yeah. Yes, the plebiscite.
Yeah, the plebiscite.
The marriage equality survey is out in letterboxes.
I know, pretty crazy stuff. I wrote up a bit of a status, which I wouldn't mind reading on the radio.
Okay, read it. Go for it,
Posted
mate.
It on the Facebook. Usually I get around 3 or 4 likes on everything. Got like almost 100 on this one.
Whoa, so. Good feedback.
Yeah, good feedback on
this
one. So what I wrote as my status is, I'm today voting for all Australians to be equal under the law. I'm voting this way because it's the right thing to do. I'm voting this way because this is not something, this doesn't only mean something to me, but it means something to the world. I'm losing my words here.
That's all right. That's okay.
I'm voting this way because this not only means something to me, but it means the world to a whole community that currently is discriminated against through legislation. I'm voting this way so that lies about gay people may finally stop. I'm voting this way so no kid ever has to feel like they are less of a person. I'm voting this way because two adults in a consenting relationship should never have to be compared to pedophiles. I'm voting this way because same-sex couples deserve the option of next of kin. I'm voting this way because I was raised to love people, not actively stand in the way of equality. I'm voting this way because I'm part of a big fat gay agenda. And that big fat gay agenda that scares so many people is that we just want to be equal. That's all equal. It's time to vote yes.
Oh, mate. Well done. Well said, my friend.
So if you're scared of an agenda, that's it. That's the agenda.
That was very well put.
Thank you
Proud
very much.
Of you, mate.
Thank you.
Well done.
So if you get that letter in the next couple of days.
It'll be out in your letterbox. Make sure.
Tick that box and vote yes with me. Really vote yes with me.
Well
Done Secret Sound up next. Let's get into R&B Friday, House of Power and Pain, Jump Around Morning. Macklemore on Hit 93.5, 17 minutes away from 8, tops of 19 degrees today. Do it all thanks to Macca's and try the new Macca's chicken tenders made for snacking, made for family, available after 10:30 a.m.
It's the time again where we gather round to support couples across Dubbo and the Central West.
What do you think about... couples therapy.
Couples therapy?
Couples therapy. Look, Thayer up there, he's got this doctor. He says he's a hell of a guy.
No, I know a therapist who will work wonders with somebody like you.
And that therapist is Dr. Pippa Moore. Welcome
Hi.
To the room.
Thanks so much for having me. Step on in to the therapy session. It's a safe space where we unpack issues that couples face, struggles that we can help them overcome. And it's finals footy, which means that there's a lot of time in front of the television, you know, at home with your partner who's really just wanting to get every inch of every interview of every after-match post-game report and then every pre-game report. It's just saturating your television screens.
And you're sitting there just wanting to watch Elf Stewart on Home and Away.
Exactly. Or I just want to put on a rom-com. You know, I just want to sit back in my trackies on a Friday night with some takeaway tie and watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Is that too much to ask? I mean, God, we've been together for 18 months now. We're in a long-term relationship. Why can't you just understand my needs?
Why would you want to watch Egg Ball?
Seriously. Like, can't you just Google, can't we just switch channels?
So today's couples therapy.
Yes.
How to deal with the emotional state of having to choose a TV show.
It's very difficult, and I feel like this causes a lot of tension with couples. How do you negotiate the television remote?
Oh, this is tough.
Do you have a system in place? Mm. Do you have a bargaining system? Do you compromise? Do you go, right, well, we'll watch half of the footy, and then we'll watch the second half of The Bachelor?
Do you have a whiteboard at home, and whoever writes the TV show on the whiteboard first gets to watch that show?
Do you have a weekly schedule of, okay, it's Wednesday nights, that's Bachelor. Friday nights, that's football.
Wow.
Do you compromise?
What happens when the Bachelor's finale's on, but you want to watch the replay on Nine Go?
Exactly.
Of the rugby league?
Yeah, or Fox Sports. Maybe you've got cable. Maybe you're fancy.
Yeah. How do you do it, Pippa?
It's
tough. What is some advice for couples of Dubbo and the Central West out there if they're arguing over these things?
I really think that there needs to be some give and take here,
okay,
which is just some advice for all successful relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in a relationship for 18 months, and in the entire time that we were together, I chose one movie that we watched, literally one. It was Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds in it, and that was the single thing I got to choose. Whenever we watched television, he chose. Whenever we went to the movies, he chose. And he was like, what do you mean? I let you choose all the time.
Okay.
No, you don't.
You don't.
I'm like, give me one example. And that was the only example he could ever come up with because that was the one time he let me choose.
You know what, though, the truth is, girls in general, I know there's a generalisation, often take a long time to choose TV shows or movies. Often you're asleep. You're asleep before the TV show gets chosen.
No, it's really easy to pick a good rom-com. The reason why it takes so long is because we choose it and then our partner goes, oh, no, I don't want to watch that. And so you've got to flick through 10 more to try and, like, you've got to sell the movie. You've got to look at this trailer. Won't that be good? No, I don't know. Let's just keep looking. Men are indecisive. That's the problem.
Okay, so you've got two TV shows on TV, for example.
Yep.
The footy's on one channel. The Bachelor's on the other.
Yep.
You've only got one TV. Only one of you can watch it. What do you say about disparaging the other person's TV show to win the argument?
I say, mate, have a beer, go out onto the balcony and stream it on your phone.
Okay, interesting. So
if it's the finale.
If it's the finale.
Or we have to switch between ad breaks.
Oh, I hate the switch
between ad breaks.
That's
what you've got to do. Ad break, my turn. Ad break, your turn.
Now, my dad does the switch between ad breaks. When I'm ever at his place and the soccer's on, because I love the soccer, he's like, oh, just flick over to the NRL and during halftime. And we know we're not going to get back to the soccer until the end of the NRL. Like, it's like, come on, Dad, you're not fooling anybody.
He just conveniently leaves it on there. Oh, I just want to watch this bit. Oh, I just want to watch this bit.
Because it sends me into a rage when the other person, instead of just sort of going, oh, no, I don't want to watch that, tells you how bad your show is. Oh, it's a really bad show. Why would you want to watch that?
Seriously, if you want to watch the football, go to the pub. I suggested that to my partner once because he cracked it because the television wasn't working. And I was like, mate, I'm fine that the TV isn't working. If you're having a conniption about the TV not working, walk down the road and go to the pub. No, oh, I don't want to go to the pub. I just want to sit at home and watch the footy on my couch. Blokes have a conniption about this stuff. Women, we're so much more laid back, cool, calm and collected. We're like, you know what? It's fine. I can stream it later.
Should we open up the phone lines?
13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
If you need some couples therapy.
Yeah.
If you and your partner are struggling to negotiate the television remote, we're here to help you.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to get out and bag your partner.
Oh.
Just want to have a bit of a rave.
If your partner is a remote control hog.
Yeah, addict.
Oh, nah. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. R&B Fridays. Tip 93.5 morning, everybody. We do it all thanks to Macca's. Try the new Macca's chicken tenders, made for snacking, made for family, available after 10:30 a.m.
It's that time of the day on the Friday. It's time for Pippa and Jimmy's R&B Friday rap challenge. And I'm so excited because it's your turn to do a rap today.
Ooh.
This week has been a juggernaut of a week in news.
It has.
And we have had all the scoops here on Hit 93.5. We've gone two from two. So on Thursday, if you missed it, we introduced Tara from The Bachelor. And she revealed on air to us in the biggest boo-boo known to man that she got eliminated.
She did. That was a big one. It was a bad one.
Then we decided to go two from two and go, okay, we know it's not Tara who wins The Bachelor. Is it Laura or is it Elise? And what are we going to do about it?
We got the psychic coins out.
Got the psychic coins out. Put all of our psychic energy into those. And we flipped them. And the psychic coins predicted correctly that Laura would win The Bachelor. We have 100% success rate on this show of breaking batchy scoops.
With the psychic coins, of course. Yeah.
So I have set out the challenge to you today, my friend,
mm-hmm.
that you're your rap today for Pippa and Jimmy's rap challenge is a batch rap.
Okay.
Rap about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And you're about to do it live on air. I cannot wait for this.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay, what do you need from me? Like, do you just need me to be just a screaming fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Be a fan.
Yeah. All right.
Don't throw the headphones at me.
Not throwing items of clothing or headphones at you.
Okay. You ready for this?
I am so ready.
Let's play Pippa and Jimmy's R&B Friday rap, batch rap. Let's do it. Oh.
Are you all right?
I'm all right. There was a hiccup.
Do you have a cold? Okay. All right. Be cool.
Let's do it again.
Be calm and collected. Okay. This is Pippa and Jimmy's batch rap.
Eliminated. 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 I ran into him the weekend I got eliminated in Newtown.
Oh, yeah. The other day on the show, we got Tara. She came on from The Bachelor. She accidentally let something really big slip. She told us that she had got the kick. So that's when I turned the microphones off. I asked Pippa if she had got kicked off last night. That's when we knew we had the big scoop and all the news sites, they started to call us. That night, Tara was given no rose. She said our interview was a big accident. She didn't even realise what she had said, but what she had said went down like lead. So now that we had secret predictability skills, it's time we put them to the test. We got our psychic coins and we flipped them to see who would win. And what would you know, after we flipped them up, our psychic coins predicted the entire show.
Eliminated. 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 I ran into him the weekend I got eliminated. Newtown. 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 Eliminated.
I think that was the most informative rap I've ever heard in my life. You crammed so much information into that. I'm so impressed.
Did you enjoy the extra little bits of audio?
I did. You had some mixed audio happening there.
Yeah.
Very high tech.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. How do you feel?
I was nervous about that one.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Because
you had a lot going on there.
I had to press a lot of buttons on the screen.
At the same time.
To get the Tara interview in there.
Yeah,
as well.
You did. Mm. You had some big words in there too.
We had big words.
Really bit hard to rhyme with.
Yes.
But you did very well.
Yeah, the biggest one I had was predictability skills.
Yeah, predictability skills. I was like, hard to come back from
that. I've got those coins here at the moment. We could reuse these for...
We can reuse these for anything. Because the psychic coins are that good.
Oh,
they've got a
100% really
success rate.
Oh, the NRL Grand Final's coming up. Should we use them for that?
Yes, we should.
Oh, that would be great.
Whoever gets in the Grand Final, we're going to stick teams on either side.
Yeah.
And we will tell you here on Heat 93.5 who's going to win.
Yep, spoiler alert.
Whoa.
Hey, Missionary.
Shorty Got Low with Flo Rida on Hit 93.5. Big shout out to Troy, Laura and Darren. You guys are all off to the Dubbo City Toyota Gold Cup race day this Sunday. Thanks for calling, guys. That was great. And you can have it on Hit all day as well, because Mike and Pete are going to be giving away free tickets all day long.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, Pippa, I didn't have your microphone on.
Oh, right.
That's because you broke
I broke my microphone.
Pippa broke her normal microphone.
I was doing karaoke so hard in that last song, it just popped right off the lid.
Oh, as you do. Look at the time.
Mate, 9:07. Unbelievable. Mike's in there waiting for us to wrap up. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. We will see you this Sunday at Dubbo City Toyota Gold Cup.
Oh, there's something else I really need to talk to you about.
Oh, what?
Which is really important.
Okay. It's urgent, is it?
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me around for dinner tonight.
You're welcome, mate.
Yeah. Now, you know how I've become a vegan?
Yeah.
I've decided that I'm going to introduce a new thing called a vegan hall pass.
A vegan hall pass.
So that once a week.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to eat meat.
Why?
Oh, because I've decided it's a new thing I'm adding to veganism.
Well, this is great. It's good news for me because I'm not making you a vegan meal tonight.
Oh, what are you making?
I'm making a lamb casserole.
That's good because I'll use my vegan hall pass tonight.
So what about on the races on Sunday? When we go to the lunch, are you going to say that you're vegan?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely 100% fully no compromise vegan for the races on Sunday.
No compromise vegan.
No compromise vegan.
So you're not going to use your hall pass on Sunday?
No, I'm not.
That'll do me.
Yeah. So I will be 100% out there veganism. But tonight, hall pass.
But tonight, hall pass. So you're just going to be a normal human like the rest of us tonight.
Exactly. Shout out to all the vegans across Dubbo and the Central West.
Right. No judgment against vegans, but really, I'm making you lamb casserole. So I'm sorry, I can't cater for your veganism tonight. Actually, I can give you some hummus and carrot.
Oh,
if you want to stay vegs tonight on the vegs train, I'll give you hummus and carrots.
Why do I think
that's some veg?
Why do I think of a donkey eating that?
Yeah, probably because it's donkey food or a rabbit. Yeah. So don't do that when you come over for dinner tonight.
I'm bringing a bottle of champagne as well, by the way.
Great. Pipe and bottles.
I'm going to walk.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's a good idea. Don't ask me to drive you home.
Elston Park isn't dangerous at night, is it?
I don't know. Oh, you'll find out. You can let me know Monday.
Shout out to anyone in Elston Park tonight at 10:30. What up?
And we'll see you at the races on Sunday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Ever since I left.